Amongst the greats of what I guess we'd call early jazz, particularly on the cornet, is Mr. Bix Beiderbecke. I was very honoured some years ago when they had a tribute to Bix to celebrate 100 years since his birth, to be asked to play a suite written by Lalo Schifrin called Rhapsody for Bix. And I actually got to play Bix Beiderbecke's cornet. They had it in a glass case there and they took it out for this performance. And I got to tell you, the mouthpiece wasn't with it. And I thought, well, I'll use mine. Well, Hoagy Carmichael's son turned up. I'll just pick up all these names I'm dropping later. And he came to me and he said, I've got something that Bix gave to Dad, to Hoagy Carmichael. And he opened this little but drawstring bag and it was the mouthpiece from the cornet. It had not been in the cornet for some 80 years, they thought. And I put this mouthpiece back into Bix's cornet to play this performance. And, of course, angels sang and light shone out of the bell and all of that. At least that's what we all thought. But I just, it was an amazing feeling to play the instrument of this incredible musician who was such a part of the formation of jazz at that time. From the album Jazz Me Blues, here is Mr. Bix Beiderbecke himself on his cornet with At the Jazz Band Ball.